It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone to talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joel, I'm doing great.
All right, buddy. Let's go for it. What have you got for us?
All right. Quite a story, the Elk and Valley Trails and the town of Elkin and Explore Elkin and folks in Jonesville. And this whole community state road is making it our state, really. People are recognizing we've got something really good going on here. You know, we started back in, really, the 1990s when the Foothills Nature Science Center was, Nature Science Society started. They were going to build a trail out there. They didn't quite get it done. There were some easement issues and that kind of things. And then a hiatus until about 2011, just for review. And we all remember a group of us, about 30 or 40 people, came up with an idea of working on a greenway. And we had our first work party, and I'm just remembering that Frank and Jeanette Hendricks, I keep reminding them, were on the very first work party. Joe Mickey, Bob Hilliard, Joe Hicks, Bob Larson, myself, and Will Gwynn, several others. But anyway, Will Gwynn is the one that really, we worked hard and got a lot of individual small work done, but then Will Gwynn swung into action, and really on his courage and straightforwardness about getting things done, built that first set of trail. Don Alexander gave us an easement. Jim Chappell helped us a lot. Jimmy Chappell helped us a lot back then getting started, and y'all can walk the trails and see what we've done with building a 140-foot bridge, a 178-foot bridge. So that's kind of the story. We've got great people working behind the scenes that nobody ever sees, like D. Neal, Joe Hicks, Denise Lyons, just Joe Mickey, Bob Hilliard, Robert Ball, Richard Moore, Rusty Tyser. I'm just telling you, some really Jill Atwood. We're just working hard to make the trails remarkable and unique. So a big thanks out in the beginning. I'm just going to say a few names here. James Freeman was a big help in getting us all our legal stuff set up and getting our 501c3 done. Hal Stewart, James House Sr., Louise Cockrum all pitched in big and really got behind us and encouraging us to make this happen. So that's kind of a little bit of history, but just a little story to tell. And you can find more about that on checking our website out. And look at our Facebook and see what's going on. It's been kind of a quiet month. We had some activity, but we're coming into a big season. The things that are coming up, we'll have the farmer's market a couple more times. And then this Saturday at 8:30, even though I'll be at the farmer's market, there's going to be another group of people. We'd love to have a few volunteers at 8:30 at the Elkin Municipal Park. We're going to walk through the entire mountain bike hike run, the sort of the separate trail. It's got 111-foot decking area, 59-foot decking area, some bridges. And this fall, we're going to add about two more miles to there's already 4.3 miles out there. We're going to add two more miles of mountain bike trail. So this is sort of getting ready for that. Some areas where it's a little damp that we want to work on. So we'll be doing some weed eating. So come out 8:30, the Elkin Municipal Park down there by that train smokestack if you want to help for an hour or so. We'll walk out to the trail, and it'll be an easy, fun day. I hope the weather's good. We also have on the 22nd the Pumpkin Festival. We're going to be down at the Pumpkin Festival selling chances on the Duck and Turtle Regatta. And in the morning from 8 to 11, we have the Insane Terrain that Robert Ball is running along with a bunch of volunteers. And they're going to be there'll be a 5K race and a 25K race, if you can imagine, going all the way to Carter Falls. So they're still working out a little bit of the route on that. And then on the 29th, we'd like to gather up another group of people, and we're going to work out on 268 East near Wayne's Farms on Spice Farms. We've built about three-quarters, about a half a mile of trail out there. We're going to add another quarter mile and probably some bridge work. But mostly we're cleared and cleaned and straightened up and adding sections of trail going east as well. We've got those are the main things that are going on right now. Yeah, everybody asks about Carter Falls. We've got a grant in for that. Hopefully October the 1st we'll know about that. And we've got some matching money already. So we're really thankful for Chatham Foundation and Shirley Roundelman. She got us a little bit of state money to help us with building that bridge and the trail down that way. And we hope to build a bridge at Crooked Creek and then a 75-foot bridge this fall. And then the final thing is we're building a mile of horse and hike trail into from Wilkes County into Stone Mountain State Park. Any questions?
I believe that's covered it, buddy. We do certainly appreciate it.
Lots going on.
Thanks, man.
Get active and look on the ElkinValleyTrails.org website where it says volunteer or contact. You can get on the newsletter, but also you can send us an email and little form you fill out, and we'll tell you when some activity's coming up, and you might want to join us.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Volunteer work. Thanks.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.